at the same time, given the nature of the runoff system, where a party with only minority support became the government, and the way they, unlike their Islamist counterparts in Tunisia, did not build a broad coalition but tried to impose their own system, it's clearly created a massive popular reaction that makes clear that the majority of Egyptians believe the current government is illegitimate. The best case scenario is that military would bring in some interim broad civilian coalition to rule for a few months until there can be early elections. But whether Morsi will allow for that and whether the opposition will accept whatever compromise has to comes down remains to be seen.
This is a very serious matter because it not just involves the rule of law and democracy in Egypt, but one of the most influential countries in the Middle East.
Very much so. Egypt is the largest Arab country by far, has a quite sizable military, strategically located, a real center of the culture and media for the Arab world as a whole. So all eyes are on Egypt at this point. There's been a real shift, I think, in the views of Egyptians of themselves since the overthrow of Mubarak. They realize they are not just hapless victims of circumstances. This sense of fatalism that had been so common for so many years has gone by the wayside as people realize that they're ultimately in charge of their own destiny. They saw how massive non-cooperation and largely a non-violent means of protest were able to bring down this 30-year dictatorship backed by the world's one remaining superpower. So the people of Egypt realize they do have power to make change, but it's hard to see exactly what kind of change they're going to make. And one of the big grievances of the opposition is that the government has not cracked down on the military, the widespread corruption, the continued human rights abuses. So if the military ends up effectively taking over, it may not satisfy the people out on the streets either. And complicating the matter is the fact that there may be some Islamists who up to this point have believed that they could work through the system because they got their guy elected, may be disaffected by this and may engage in more militant actions to advance their cause. So there is a lot of risks and a lot of dangers ahead, I'm afraid. But at the same time, it is gratifying in many ways that the people of Egypt recognize that the semi-autocratic leadership of the Brotherhood is not acceptable, and that their economic needs are not being met, and they're willing to rise up to challenge it.